Welcome to the Rose and Dagger Podcast,
a podcast about writing fan fiction.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And I'm Nick, Lewin Has AF on Tumblr, and Yes is a World on AO3.
We are recording on the road between the Charlotte and Raleigh shows, Louis shows, Faith in the Future, North Carolina World Tour. And we're in person together in the same car.
Woo again!
And so we decided we would do an episode.
So getting back into writing. That's what this episode is going to be about.
Okay. I just realized I was holding the phone like super close to me, and you're over there. So,
so I'll be now shouting from the driver's seat.
So now I'm holding it in the middle of the car.
Yes. Okay. So I want to say that I know this wasn't like specifically an ask to us.
It wasn't. It was just like a hey,
not a
up?
Question. Yeah. Exactly. But I feel like falling out of writing is so easy to do.
It definitely is.
And getting back into writing is so hard to do.
Also true.
So I feel like this is relatable. So while it wasn't like a question,
this is what we want to talk about.
A good thing to talk about, yes. Yeah. And maybe I'll like motivate myself into getting back to writing.
I hope so.
It's now like mid-end July, and I haven't written since like last year sometime.
You wrote a Wankfest.
I did not write a Wankfest.
You didn't?
No.
Why did I think you wrote a Wankfest?
Because I started a Wankfest.
Oh.
And then didn't write it.
Okay. Well, then what was the last fic you finished?
It was last year sometime. Like, I literally haven't written anything this year.
That's terrible.
I know. It's very upsetting. And all of last year, everything I did, I hated because I wasn't, like, I didn't hate it. But
okay, wait, so I have to say something.
Yeah.
You haven't not written, you just haven't finished anything. Because you have written some. A little bit, right?
I mean, I've written probably 1,000 words this year.
Does that include, like, outlines and plotting?
Like, I haven't written outlines and plotting.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta get back into writing.
I know I do.
Things that can cause you to fall out, it's a habit.
Yes.
Writing is a habit, and you have to treat it like making yourself drink water every day.
Yes.
Like, if you're not the type of person who likes to drink water and you have to make yourself drink water. Yeah. You're not the type of person that likes to go for a walk, but you have to make yourself go for a walk.
Yeah.
You have to make yourself do it to keep up the habit to make it easier to continue to do it.
Yes.
But it can be really hard when you have, like, life changes. It's been hard. Writing has been hard for you since you moved.
Yeah. That is true. So I think that part of it is, like, yeah, the habit part of it. But then also, like, it's not just, like, oh, I need to drink water because it's, like, what I want to write. It's like so much thinking about characters.
Yeah.
And thinking planning. About plots and planning. And it feels a little bit like when, and you need like that like thing in your heart that like makes you want to write.
The inspiration.
Yeah. And so I'll get spurts of that, but then I don't have any of the other pieces like in my brain ready to go. So I can't just like sit down, start writing, and then like the habit will pick back up. At least that's what I keep telling myself. I don't know. Anyway, okay, so this happened after Louis's sister died. I feel like a whole bunch of people were just like, I'm not feeling writing.
It was hard to,
in a
fuss. Yes.
Because it's yeah. It, in a way, I feel like it feels, like, trivial. after a big thing like that, maybe? Or
yeah,
like,
it was similar after Jay died.
Yeah.
It like, saps her motivation.
Yeah.
And, like, we're not trying to relate, like, these important real-life events to, like, fan fiction. We're just relating how a big real-life event can, like, completely sap your creativity.
Oh, and I was giving context. The next thing I was going to say.
Oh, okay, yes. The Shake the Dust Off Fest, which was not really, I mean, after
Felicity died.
Yeah, after Fizzy died.
A bunch of people were sort of, like, not writing, not into it. And I say a bunch of people, I mean, like...
people we know.
Yeah, in like, my own little writing community.
Yeah.
Sort of everybody had been like, blah, and then
people were writing. Like in the middle of writing their big bangs, and they just kind of, they lost all motivation. And...
So it was, I mean, and to be fair, at that time, it probably wasn't a huge amount of time. It was probably like a few weeks, but, I think some of us were like in such a habit of writing all the time that those few weeks felt like a really long time. And so Lauren came up with a great idea to do a Shake the Dust Off. Would you like to explain it?
Yes. I said, let's do a quick fic thing where we just 500 word maximum, write whatever you want. And, I think we had like a very short turnaround.
Yeah.
It was like, no signups, just do it. Add your fic to this collection and we'll post them all on this day. And like the only rule was that you couldn't write more than 500 words.
Yes.
And it was just a way to like write something trivial.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, like a drabble, because I've done a lot of the drabble, I've done a bunch of drabble fests. And I think a drabble is more pressure because it's exactly 100 words. It's harder to get emotion or, you know, even if you want to write like smut, or it's harder to fit everything into 100 words, or like a maximum and like a more lenient word count, I guess.
Yes.
It's like you could write a drabble because that's less than 500 words. You could write, you know, 467 words. So a little less pressure than the drabbles, and just to write something fast and with no pressure, no real rules, and just write it and kind of not really care about it and just put it out there, but to also like get your writing muscles working again.
Exactly.
And it was fun. And some of those fics are some of like the greatest, like they're so short and it's like,
I still think like of mine so fondly.
Do you know the one I love yours. I wrote a point of view switch for Nick's because I couldn't think of anything to write. Anitra's. I think about that one all the time. It's where Harry is in the grocery store with Niall, and they're trying to find beer because it's like spring break.
Okay.
And he recognizes Louis by his ass.
Yes. amazing.
And like every now and then I go back and I reread that and I'm like, but what happens next?
Yeah.
And like maybe I'll never know. I can just imagine it. But also it's like this little, and I think she made it so it's exactly 500 words.
Nice.
And it's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was like, it was such a fun little thing with like no consequences.
Yeah.
And everybody was able to, or most people that did that were able to then like carry on and write like their big bang, or they just felt better about like writing in general. And so I had said something in like a tag post the other day about maybe doing this again. Because Nick needs it. I want to say this is probably a point of view that isn't as talked about, but like, I don't beta for Nick, but I'm always like involved in like his process.
We talk like 94 times. times a day.
Yeah. And, like, I miss hearing his ideas. I miss the progress reports. I miss, like, reading. Because, like, even if I don't beta, I read stuff sometimes, like, before it's posted, you know, like, just to see what's going on. Like,
sometimes I'm a very needy writer where I'm like, I've written 500 words. Can you just read it and pat me on the back?
I'm the same way. Like, I wrote one paragraph. Please tell me it's not terrible.
Yeah, so I can continue.
But I miss it. I miss that part of, like, the collaborative process.
Yeah.
And also Nick needs to write. So
and part of the reason why I was like not, I don't hate the fics that I wrote like last year, but I'm not like in love with them because I didn't give Maggie a time, like enough time to beta them, and or she didn't beta them at all because I was like so close to the wire because everything felt like so forced.
What did you do?
I just love the beta process.
Did you do a tarot card fic?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. That was the massage one.
Oh, yeah. I love that one. But I feel like you wanted it to be a longer fic.
Yeah. I wanted it to be more.
Like,
than
more,
what it
get
was.
More into it, yeah. Shit happens, though.
Yeah. But truly, like, that is one of the things about writing that I really do miss is, like, the collaborating with my buddies. So for anyone else who is struggling with not writing, doing, even if it's, like, not part of, like, if you're reading this after Lauren does another round of this fest, if she does, then... Oh, yeah, not a fest, just like a...
No, you called it, you said reading.
And what?
I said, you said if you're reading this, and I said listening.
Listening, correct, yes.
Yeah, so, because, like, we already have our episode that's coming up on the 28th recorded.
Yes.
So then this will be will this be the first episode of the next season? August 28th.
But does it change over in August, in October?
I think it changes over in August.
Okay.
I love that neither of us know for sure, but I do think it's August.
I feel like there haven't been 12 this year yet. Oh, but maybe because we started... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The point is, and you could be listening to this 4 years from now.
That's true as well.
Not everybody listens to a podcast.
As soon as it comes out.
Yeah, exactly. So...
If you're not gonna, if I do the shake the dust off thing, which I probably will now that I've put it out there, it's gonna happen. You can still do this on your own to shake off the dust and get your writing muscles working.
Yeah.
So there are different ways to do, like, to get yourself doing this. And one is to just write something short that you don't care about. Maybe you don't even post it.
Yeah. And I would say for, like, a 500 word thing, like, for anyone who's even like, I don't know that much, then, like, a drabble, which is 100 words, is, like, one specific, very tiny moment. So this would be, like, more than a moment. Maybe the preceding action, the moment, and then some...
Like, a hint of things to come.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that's sort of, like, the arc that you would be going for if you want to do this. And you are unsure how, that would be my suggestion. Very, like, low pressure, low stakes is for sure the way to jump back into writing, in my experience.
Yes.
And I know Lauren just said you don't have to post it, and of course you don't, but if you are somebody who, like, feeds off of feedback... then I highly suggest posting it. And even if you're like, I'm trying to get back into writing, please pat me on the head and tell me I'm doing a great job. Like, even if you put that out there, like, in your notes or in your Tumblr post or, like, wherever
is. Maybe you don't put it on AO3, you just post it on Tumblr.
Yeah. Then people can see that and reblog it and, like, give you positive feedback for you to get, like, oh, yay, this is a great feeling. I want to keep doing this. And then the ball can maybe get rolling a little bit more.
Yeah, it'll snowball.
Yeah. You could always also do a drabble.
Just 100 words.
Get, like, 100 words out there.
You can also do, I mean, what I do sometimes is I just write something that I don't finish. Like, maybe it's just a scene, or, like, a feeling. Like, I've had, like, the pregnant Harry in the alleyway thing.
Yeah.
That was just, like, a scene in my head. I needed to get it out. I didn't think it was going to go anywhere. It didn't really go anywhere. So I just posted it on Tumblr. And, you know, there it is. If you haven't read that, I think I actually did put it on AO3. Because I put, like, a bunch of pregnant Harry ficlets all in one fic on AO3.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what I called it. I think I called it Baby Blues. But, I lost my train of thought. Oh. But, yeah, like, you could just write... You could write a point of view switch from a fic that you already have. Mm-hmm. You could write, like, if you have a big fic idea that you really want to write, but you're like, this is so intimidating, I haven't written in a really long time, you could write, you know, like, the ending.
Yeah. I think for me, the key is, like, not, well, two things. The key is to, I've got too many thoughts going. I think the key is to not put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Is like a big thing. But also having a deadline can be super, super helpful,
yes.
I think. So like the 1001 Feelings, I like cannot recommend that enough. Even though I've been sitting on my feeling for way longer than it's
and we both
been.
Have, it's fine.
But in theory, you're supposed to get a prompt and write it within a week. And that's
Wordplay. It's coming up. That's another one.
Yeah.
Is 1000 Feelings you're supposed to write in a week?
Yes.
Oh so, my god, I feel even worse.
Yeah.
I've had the same prompt for over a year.
Yeah, so you're supposed to do it in like that the way it was conceived, as far as I understand it, is you get the prompt, you write it in a week. And then, like, every week they were coming out, they were, like...
They post on Tuesdays.
They post on, yeah, they post on whatever day. Yeah. So it's supposed to be this sort of thing where you can, like, shake it off. It's, like, a good way to, like, be handed a prompt. You have a time limit in which you're supposed to do it. And then it's added to this collection.
It's a massive collection.
And you've got, like, a good feeling to...
and they're great prompts.
To base it around.
Yeah, they're great prompts because they're not at all like the normal thing that you would write.
Yeah.
I wrote the feeling of jealousy when you see other people holding hands. That's probably worded wrong, but that's the feeling. I've written the feeling when you have to pee and you don't think you can hold it any longer. I think those are the only ones I've written, though.
So
you've written the fear of small furry animals.
Yep. Like the having a cigarette after a party. Or
yes, the
like
feeling
that.
Of having a cigarette after a something like that first cigarette after a,
something. So that is a excellent. Like way to get a prompt. It's also like there is a minimum, theoretically there's like a minimum word, but Tabby and Sue's who run it are like so chill and I'm sure it will be fine.
We'll link the Tumblr for this because what you do is you go to the Tumblr and you send an ask to ask for a prompt. And you may need to actually send that ask to the mods blog.
Say that if, don't send an ask. I guess DM them, but whatever that message them.
Yeah. That's a great one because you just get like a feeling to base your fic around. Write a short fic, turn it in, and post.
Yeah.
Wordplay, the thing that I mentioned.
Yeah.
because for some reason I thought that's what you were leading into. I don't know why. It was when you said that it's due in a week. I was like, wordplay. So every year for, like, I don't know, the past 6 years? Something like that. I'm guessing numbers. Lulu Lawrence has run this fic fest called Wordplay. And is it 5 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. It's 5 weeks, and each week is she uses a random word generator to generate a word, and that word is your prompt. And you don't have to use a word within the fic, but that word has to, like, inspire the fic. So, like, one time the word was zebra, and there was a mermaid with a zebra tail, a zebra striped tail, which by Imu, London Fog and a Cup, Lady Londonderry on AO3. I'm 99% sure that is the fic. That fic was for that wordplay prompt. Anyway, everyone should read that fic. Like, within the same prompt, there was a zebra-striped bath rug. And so, like, you can... There's so many options. And you have a week to write whatever, turn it in, and then everybody's fic posts at the same time. And then you get... As soon as those post, you get another word for the next week. And you can do anything with those. People have done series, like, Drabble series for wordplay. I did poems 1 year. I did a different style of poem for each prompt. And they were really short. Some people have done, like actual fic series where it's, like, one part for each prompt. That's a little much pressure for someone that is just getting back into writing, I think.
Yeah. So if you're reading this, if you're listening to this...
You could be reading it because we do transcripts.
Correct. If you're listening to this not now, then you can just, like, do your own... If you just Google random word generator and make your own little wordplay and just make a fic based on
around
that
word,
and give yourself a timeline to get it done.
Prompt generators as well.
And force yourself to, like, just make it up and go. Yeah.
So in the past, when you have gotten to, like, a point where you're not writing, what have you done specifically to get yourself back into it?
I went a route that I would not recommend anyone do, which is go get an MFA in writing.
Go to school, spend a lot of money on your master's degree.
Totally. Absolutely.
To learn how to write by, like, a professional.
Yeah.
we don't recommend.
No, but the...
Although
but
you never know if you really want to do, we're not going to tell you not to go to school.
Yeah. But here's the thing, is why I went back to school was because I really, I wanted a community of writers, and I thought that would really help me. And that is the one that was, like, the most valuable thing I got out of it was a group of writer friends. But then also, like, within that, I, like, found a little, we were the Pink Ponies, and we got together and we wrote every week, and then we, like, shared our writing with each other.
You had a name?
Yeah.
I love that.
Almost.
You know,
really
there's
fun.
A strip club in Myrtle Beach called the Pink Ponies.
I bet there is. There's some Pink Pony songs as well. So maybe, like, put a little post at your local library on, like, the bulletin board. Say you're a writer looking for a writer's group. Is there anybody else in your community who wants to, like, get together once a week and sit at Starbucks with you? Maybe that would help.
Or even at the library.
Yeah.
They have meeting rooms and they have groups of people. They will provide you with a free space.
Yep.
And free Wi-Fi, usually.
Exactly.
And
you don't have to buy a $7 coffee.
True. And, you know, you'll be in an inspiring place, if you find libraries inspiring. I do, usually. And it's on fire.
Looks like it.
Yep. Get the play-by-play as we're driving down the highway.
Yep.
but sorry, I'm just looking at a historical sign on the side of the road. Okay. We'll be editing this part out.
We might not.
We might not. It's our ride.
You're just coming along.
You're on a ride with us. We're recording this on my phone in a voice.
I have not yelled at any other driver yet.
It's true.
I've been very good at it.
You know why? Because we haven't seen any Hyundai Sonatas.
It's true. There have been no Sonata drivers.
We just passed a Subaru a while back, and I was like I had like the, I thought it was a Sonata.
Okay.
And I was going to point it out and be like, look. No offense to any of you if you drive a Hyundai Sonata.
No, absolutely not. I just happen to have two asshole Sonata drivers
like
in
right
front of
row.
Row. Yeah, like right one after another. That's all. Yeah, so, but spending thousands of dollars to get your MFA is like not the route.
Not the number one choice.
Yeah.
So what other things have you done?
That was really it. That was the last time
I can think of things you've done.
Okay.
You pinch hit, you signed up as a pinch hitter.
Well, there's no more, exchanges are not a thing in our fandom anymore.
That's dumb.
It's not.
I mean,
you wouldn't
want to run an exchange. I get it. I totally do get it because it's a terrible, terrible experience for the mods. I've not modded an exchange. But I am friends with Nick, who has modded an exchange. And as much as we are writers and we love writers, writers can also be, they can suck when it comes to deadlines and dropping and yes. Ghosting and so on. So you can't sign up as a pinch hitter, although you can for possibly, this is just me guessing, but like for like the tarot, what is it called? The Astrofest?
Yes.
They are based on, they're not based on tarot cards this time. They're based on figures in mythology, maybe? I'm absolutely not sure. But anyway, they may need pinch hitters because they have a certain number of prompts that they need to fill.
Yeah.
So
if there's fests going on when you are listening to this,
there's a Zane album fest.
You keep being very specific, as though everyone.
I'm sorry.
So you
album
look
fests
at,
in general.
You should look at like a Fic Fest list and see which ones are like more specific. Like if they definitely need like a song for every album, or if they need. Like, we ran a fest where we needed 50...
The 50 reasons.
The 50 reasons, yeah. Things like that, where, like, their mods are looking for a specific number of fics to fill...
Like, certain
their
prompts.
Things, yeah.
We will also link the, what is it, 1D Fic Fest?
Yeah.
There's, like, a Fic Fest blog that tracks all of the Fic Fest, so we'll link that as well.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, so you could be a pinch hitter, which is basically most... I just realized that not everybody knows what that is.
Exactly.
It's a baseball term where, like, someone comes up and bats for the pitcher because the pitcher sucks at batting, usually. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
And somehow that has translated into fic writing, which actually makes a lot of sense because someone else has signed up for a prompt... and agreed to write it, and something happened, and they can't do it, so the mods need somebody that can step in and write something.
Yes.
So if you can maybe just step in and write something quick.
So when you do that, you normally have a shorter time frame in which to write.
Yep.
Because, obviously, if the fest has been going on for a while and someone dropped, then, like, the deadline is fast approaching, if they're looking for a pinch hitter. So, normally have a shorter time period in which to write, and you're normally just like assigned a prompt. Like, you normally don't get to like give a top three choice or, you know, whatever. You're just like, this is the one I need to have. You gotta write this one. So it can be great in that you are like, this is the thing to write. There's like no wiggle room, so you just gotta do it. And then
if you thrive under pressure,
yes.
that would be the thing to do. If Absolutely. You do not thrive under pressure, we do not recommend that you sign up as a patron.
Correct.
What I do is write something stupid, or I mean silly. I find it easier to write something that I don't really have much of an emotional attachment to.
Yeah. I feel like that works, but that, for me, doesn't get, like, it doesn't satisfy the, like, I'm excited to write part of it.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think that's why it feels like I haven't written in so, so long, because, like, I don't feel, like, super emotionally satisfied by the things I did before.
Oh.
So, like, writing something silly right now would, like, not help me at all, because it's, like,
unless
I want to feel, like I need that, like, emotional attachment to it to feel, like...
Like, when, yeah. On the way up to Charlotte yesterday, I was, going through my prompt tag, and I was, like, reading off some prompts, trying to inspire Nick, and it was, like... All of them were not inspiring.
No.
A lot of them were funny to just, like, think of as a prompt. But yeah. Then there was one that was more about, like, feelings, yeah. Not about, like, a certain thing happens.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of thing. Nick was like, that's inspiring to me. Because
yeah.
It's about, like, longing and dedication and a, maybe, like, a... I was off-balance relationship.
Yeah.
And
it's just, like, something to, like, dig your teeth yeah. into versus just, like, haha, I saw a funny sign.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Which are the great... I'm not... I want to make
Nick
it very
is, Nick is not knocking that
I'm not knocking that in any way, shape, or form.
That's, I like, my wheelhouse.
Those are great. But as far as, like, me feeling, like, satisfaction from writing...
Right.
I want something that I can, like, sink my teeth into and, like, dig into all the emotions.
It's going to make you feel things.
Yes, exactly.
As well, while yeah. you're writing it.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's, like, that feeling that you get is similar to the feeling that a therapist gets when their patient, like, is doing good and taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you've got these guys through this emotional turmoil.
Yeah.
And brought them out the other side.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a similar feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I think I just do... I will either write something that I know isn't going to go anywhere. It's just, like a little ficlet or a scene. And I feel like, okay, I got some writing juices flowing.
Yeah.
But I also think I probably write differently. I know I write differently than you.
Yeah. Like, if I do that, I feel like then I would just be frustrated because it would be, like, one more thing that I'd, like, started and not been able to finish.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I am unable to write anything that... So, currently, I'm in school... And I'm in summer school, which is, like, super condensed 4-week semester instead of a 16-week semester. And so I don't have the capacity to write something that's, like, emotional
yeah.
or, you know, would take a lot out of me that way. So I am sort of just stuck with writing short fics that... I can write over, like, a 2-day period because I can't really dedicate... My mind is just not working that way
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
Like, I really...
You don't have the bandwidth.
But, yeah, I really wish yeah. it was, too, because, like, I want to write that, the fic that we planned, which, if you haven't listened to the episode where we planned the fic for me, it's, like, a age difference, Silver Fox, Louie, where they're neighbors.
Yeah.
And I want to write that, but, like, it's a long fic idea, and I just haven't been able to do that. For me, writing a long fic also requires a lot of, like, reading back over what I've written and keeping the story going in my head and so that I can, like, remember where I am. And I'm struggling with even doing that with, like, a 5,000-word fic. Yeah. I'm like, I have no idea what I've written at this point. So for me right now, I'm just writing like short fics when I can, and that's it. That's how I'm keeping myself, I guess, in the habit. I'm not writing every day. I'm just writing like a couple of times a month. Yeah.
I think that
I had another idea.
What? Go ahead.
The 50 kisses thing.
Yeah. That you would like me to talk about?
Yeah, because you did it.
Yes.
I did so, not do it.
Yeah. So there was a.
I have it saved on my blog. We can link it as well.
Yeah. There was a list of prompts, 50 kisses, and I mean, I really did that for a different reason. So I did that because I hated writing kisses. I think it really was. I think too much about kissing. I love kissing. When I think too much about it, which is what happens when you're writing, it starts to get icky.
It's like tongue sliding.
Yeah. So I wanted to force myself to write a bunch of kisses so that I would get more comfortable with it. And I am now, so that totally worked. So there was a list of 50 things. But you could do that too, where you could just like have a list of 50 whatever. There's a whole bunch of prompts like that. And you can pluck one, and like when you're stuck and not writing anything else, you could just like write one of them,
and that's a short thing.
Yeah,
because like the first kiss prompt that I can think of is to shut someone up.
Yeah.
And so like you just write like, you know, one scene where that is the purpose of the kiss.
Yeah.
And you write that scene, and then you're done.
And I kept it that I'm like a little bit of a purist in this way, where like all my fics are like around the kiss, even if like in my head I had like other things happening. So then later I was able to turn some of those into longer fics instead of just like those little ficlet moments.
Yes.
Yeah. So one thing also, I know Lauren did mention this, but writing like a point of view switch. But also thinking about fics that you love and like what else could you write in that universe might be a way to do it. Like I have a, I was going to write, I don't know why I was going to write it for you, the 5x virgin fic, where it's 5 times that they try to lose their virginity.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
like why? That was like so long ago.
I think I know, possibly because it's about night changes, yeah. And that was the fic I wrote my fic for the 4 album fest, right? Was
yeah,
that's on 4. I'm like, which album is that on? Yeah. So, we both participated in, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And because you did Once in a Lifetime, is that right? I should pull you from that line.
I did Where Do Broken Hearts Go.
Where Do Broken Hearts Go. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because that was a great fic. But I remember the Night Changes one, I was like, vampires? And you were like, it's about, like, it's like about virginity.
Yeah.
Like, losing virginity. And I was like, literally not ever thought of it that way.
Yeah.
And so it turned out into vampires and Virgin Mary. Together.
But I feel like it was like specifically the 5x thing.
Yeah, no, but I think like it was related to that conversation, and you were like, did your Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Was it a 5x fit?
No.
Huh.
No, because this idea came like maybe a year ago.
Okay, I thought it was around
the same time. No, this came much later.
We're gonna have to search our WhatsApp chat.
Anyway, yeah. The point is that, and I've started writing it. This 5x they try to lose their virginity, and then the 1x where they finally do. So I love a 5x fic. Yeah, I don't know. I started it and then just like get into it. And then last night. Yes.
We're going over a bridge.
Lots of little joints.
Yeah.
Last night at Louis' show when he did Night Changes, and I was like in all my feels about that song because I always am.
And so Nick was like, I really need to write this fic.
Yeah, I really need to write this fic. And then I was thinking that, because I have the inspiration, it's already started, I have all the reasons why they get interrupted already written out. And then I was like, these could be my boys from Swallow My Words. 1 year I'm going to get this right when I say that title. Because they were in high school and they have lost their virginity to each other, but that is not something that I wrote into the original thing because they're like already together and doing stuff. So it could be those boys and I could revisit them.
Well, we always want to revisit them. So
yeah, I've got like so much of that whole universe done, like in my head, and I just also need to write all that down.
Yeah.
But this could be like a good way to like ease back into.
Yeah, because you already know their personalities.
Exactly.
And you know all of the supporting characters' personalities.
Exactly. So, I love.
What if one of the times Niall interrupts them, but Niall doesn't know they're together.
Yes.
And one of them has to literally hide in the closet.
Oh my god. I love that so much.
Yay. But your point of view switch, that was what we were talking about.
Yes.
So this is similar to
taking your universe, taking something from your universe and writing like a little thing.
A prequel or a sequel or a
missing scene or whatever. Because then you also have, like, kind of a built-in audience who will be excited to read more in that universe. Because I always love reading more in a universe. Who is it, that one author, who always writes big, long, amazing fics? They wrote, like, A Yuzu Grows in Brooklyn.
Silence in City.
And then they always write so many little, like, parts. Like surrounding the story that come out afterwards.
Like timestamps, codas.
Yes, timestamps is what I'm thinking of. And I like love those. I get so happy every time I get to like dip back into a universe. So that could be a thing.
Yeah, so if you're a writer and you've already published fics,
yeah.
Then you know, revisit a fic that you've already written.
Yeah.
You know you know their personalities, you know, that universe, and so you can just maybe write a scene from there.
Mm-hmm. Also, just getting a friend to hold you accountable. I'm like not great at that, to be perfectly honest. If it's a friend who's not like there with me, they'll just be like, I'll do it later.
I'll message and be like, did you write?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, no.
No, I did not. But thanks for asking. But you could also do, like, what's, like, that ADHD hack where you, what's it called, like, mirroring or something? Where you literally just, like, have somebody on the phone, like, as you do your whatever you have to do, and then they're doing whatever they have to do, but then it, like, kind of feels like you have, like, somebody there doing it with you.
Okay.
That's a great hack for all things.
So, like, you could, you could Skype somebody.
Yeah. Exactly.
And just both of you do your own thing at the same time.
Yeah. There are also Discords that have, like, the writing, where you all write sprint time. Writing sprints, yes.
Yeah, that's something that you can do.
Yeah.
Like, where you just try to write as many words as you can in 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then sometimes once you, like, just start writing, you'll, like,
it'll write. Yeah, it'll pick up.
Yeah. Those sometimes are like a little frustrating for me because I'll feel like I'm like on a roll and then it'll be like, you wrote 200 words. And I'll be like, but I feel like I wrote so much more.
Yeah, but 200 words in 15 minutes is really good.
Yeah. No, I don't mean like in 15 minutes. I mean like in general, like if I'm like doing like checking my word count at like the end of the day, I'll be like, oh, I thought I wrote like so much more than I did. which is just a me thing. That's me. No one else needs to worry about that big issue with them, perhaps.
200 words you didn't have earlier.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so those would be all of my suggestions for getting back into the
room. Other things like that maybe aren't writing related that could help you would be to read something that's not a fic. Maybe you'll get inspired if you read, like, I don't know, a nonfiction book or a fiction book that's not related to your fandom.
Yeah. I mean, the annoying thing really about writing is that, like, there's no hacks. Like, you just have to sit down and write.
Yeah, you have to just,
like,
do
there's
it.
No, like, if you're lacking inspiration, yes.
Yeah,
like,
if
so many things.
If that's the problem,
yeah.
There's so many things.
But if you have a lot of inspiration and you want to write, have time to write, and yet you are not writing, which is my problem.
Would it help to, like, really put it in your calendar?
You really, no. Because then I'll just be like,
you'll, like, mark it through.
Yeah.
White out.
Yep.
I have
tried all of the traditional things to do, and none of them have worked.
I started writing in between school assignments, like, when I'm studying and I start, like, my eyes start cross and I feel like I'm not absorbing anything.
Yeah.
Then I will, like, shut that down, open a doc and write for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
And with, like, using the things that we've talked about, like, writing a scene or writing, like, something that's going to be small or whatever. And then I'll leave it and go back and do the schoolwork that I was doing. So, like, if you have, like, I don't know, work or anything else, like, you can just take a little break and fit some writing in.
Yeah. Exactly.
Write every time you go to the bathroom.
Yes.
On your phone. Because we did an episode on writer's block.
Yeah.
Which this is not writer's block. This is, like, motivation block.
Yeah.
This is, or...
This is, like, getting back... Well, yeah, I guess it kind of is like that in the same sort. But it's currently very relatable, so we'll just do another one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll go back and listen to it. But I think our writer's block episode was very different.
Okay.
Because, like, I remember we talked about, like, going for a walk, reading books, watching movies, you know, this, that, and the other, as, like...
Like, if you don't know what to write versus, like,
arm is falling in a weird position. But yeah, this is different. This is like when we're planning a fic and you have your internal conflict.
Yeah, like I have my whole Niles
and your external conflict
ready to go.
Yeah. So, like, the external conflict is like figuring out what to write. But the internal conflict is get up and go.
Yes.
That you need to actually get the writing done.
Yes. Yeah. I've often said that, like, when writing, like, all just comes together, it feels like kismet, because it's, like, so many things in the universe need to, like, happen together for, like, all the vibes to come together.
To line up,
It's like, if one little thing goes off whack, it's like, I don't know, I just can't. But sometimes you just need to make your own kismet. You just gotta sit down and do it. This is me telling you to sit down and do it. And then after you write your 500 words, or 200, or whatever, however many you need to start, you can send it to me, and I will pat you on the head and say you were doing a great job.
Or, if you, like, post it, you know, send a link, and we'll reblog.
Exactly.
I was gonna also mention Wankfest, because we talked about wordplay.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll link wordplay. We'll link the 1,000 feelings with that have no name or whatever. I get the wording wrong. And Wankfest and Larried in Vegas, because those are just, like, simple prompts, and they are always available for you to write. I think there's another open fest called Harry's Louvre Baby Fest, so, like, that would be a prompt, sort of, where that's just the idea is that Harry is Louvre's baby. Wankfest, it's all about wanking. You can go to the Wanker's Day blog and look at the rules there. And Larried in Vegas is, you know, any pairing, you know, it's Larry, it says in the title, but any pairing that gets married in Vegas, and that's the prompt. So it's like,
also, here's a prompt for you. Go write something where they're wearing gray sweatpants, and that is, like,
yes, gray sweatpants.
Key point. Like, the key main idea is the gray sweatpants. I will, of course, accept any time they wear gray sweatpants added to the collection. We are happy. But I am thrilled beyond belief anytime I get a 2 to 3K, the point is
the sweatpants.
They are wearing the sweatpants. I want to read that every version, every time. Please write them and submit them. And you will make me the happiest little person who ever existed.
The roadies idea that you yes. had last night, that yes. could be a sweatpants fic.
No, because they had to wear black on stage.
Okay.
So, they can't be wearing gray sweatpants. They could be wearing gray sweatpants on their bus, hanging out.
There you go.
But not on stage.
Maybe everybody else just continues to hang out in their all black clothing, but one of them.
Oh my god. One of them. Into like little gray shorts, sweatshorts.
Little gray cut off sweatpants shorts.
Oh my god.
Immediately after they're done. And it's like, please, Jesus Christ. Can you please stay clean?
And let me read it.
But so it depends.
Yes, please.
Depending on when you listen to this. You know, certain fests obviously will not be open anymore, but a lot of them are open all the time.
Yeah.
Signing up for a fest or doing a fest that you don't have to actually sign up for could be a good motivation to have a date, a due date. I think that's it.
Yeah.
We're coming over an hour.
Yeah.
So this will be episode 54, talking about getting your motivation back.
Yes. And hopefully by the time you listen to this, I will have a chunk of something written.
That's what we're going to do today. When we get where we're going, we are planning to just hang out and write.
Yes.
I might just be writing school stuff.
Yeah.
But also I might write that truck stop thing.
I'm going to write boys trying to lose their virginity.
Good luck to them.
Yes.
And you.
They will fail, but then they will succeed.
Yes, they will fail spectacularly five times.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
As always, please send us your ideas for us to talk about, asks, whatever. And, you know, just send us asks about whatever, because that's where this episode came from.
Yeah.
It's just someone, you know, being like, I like listening to your podcast, even though I don't write anymore. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
I'm Nick. Lewin has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And thank you for listening to the Rose and Dagger podcast,
a podcast about writing fan fiction. Mm-hmm.